We know now that immigrants face plenty of challenges when it comes to health and accessing care. But what about their children? Their U.S. citizen children? Dr. Luis Sayas of the University of Texas at Austin says that the children of immigrants are part of a mental health crisis that no one is talking about. Many of them are suffering from psychological problems related to anxiety and depression. Sayas catalogs the mental health consequences of U.S. immigration policy in a new book, Forgotten Citizens, Deportation, Children, and the Making of American Exiles and Orphans. And he joins us now to talk more about his research. Luis, welcome back to Latino USA.
Thank you very much, Maria. It's a pleasure being back and talking to you.
So, Luis, you start off your book with the story of Virginia. She's a little girl who essentially stops talking. What happened?
Well, Virginia was actually the very first case that I was called on. And two attorneys asked me to evaluate this child, 6 years old, and see how we could show that there would be this exceptional and extremely unusual hardship if her father was deported to Mexico. So I met her, but she wouldn't talk. She had gone for over an entire semester, even a school year, in pre-K and kindergarten, not speaking. And over the course of time, she did open up a little bit with me in speaking, but mostly through drawings, that she held this family secret. And the family secret was that her parents were undocumented immigrants. And she had been told, you've got to keep our status quiet. And consequently, she really internalized what her parents had told her, and she stopped talking. One of the things we found in our research was that there were two rules that were imposed on children. Parents told them, don't talk, meaning don't talk to anyone about our legal status. The other rule is behave, sit still. They live with that day in and day out. So we heard stories of children who would be going on a family outing in the car and watch their parents with great anxiety as their parents anxiously looked for police cars. In psychological terminologies, we call it a hypervigilance, right? And what we do know from neurobiology, that with so much ongoing anxiety and stress, the brain development is affected. It creates stresses that can lead to psychological problems, but we also know that high levels of stress in childhood do lead to chronic illnesses, physical illnesses as adults.
So in your book, Luis, you talk about essentially two groups of kids. One are a group of kids that become orphans, essentially, when their parents are deported and they're left behind in the United States, but they're American citizens. And the others are kids who are taken with their parents once they're deported. So essentially, they're growing up American exiles in another country that isn't the United States. So what are their mental health issues?
Well, let's talk about the orphans first. We see an awful lot of negative self-esteem that in some way the child feels that they are sometimes to blame or feel that they had something to do with their parents' deportation. We see a lot of anxiety. Among the exiles that we studied in Mexico, we saw much more depressive symptoms, depression. There were this sad moods, physical symptoms, complaints about headaches and stomach aches that weren't medically related. We hear about these children feeling hopeless. These are children who are U.S. citizens who have been speaking English, have been throughout their lives, and they are kids in American schools. And to go somewhere else, that is damaging. And we've got to consider, why are we relegating a group of our citizens, our most vulnerable citizens, to this exile?
What's the long term for them? And in the broader sense, for people who are saying, well, this has nothing to do with me.
The long term is damaging for both the child and for ourselves. So let's think about the child for a moment. He or she is left behind or is in another country, having to live out a life, getting less than adequate education, perhaps living in some remote village in Mexico. Their life opportunities are reduced. In the past 8-10 years, over 3 million, about 3.2 million people have been deported from the United States. And demographers say that for every two adults that is deported, one U.S. citizen child is affected. So if you do the math, that's about 1.5 million children.
we like to think of ourselves in this country that if you're a citizen, you're a citizen, and there's equality for citizens. So can you be very specific in the ways in which you're saying that these American citizen children of undocumented immigrants are treated, in fact, differently?
Well, we see it in the way that immigration court works. It abrogates the rights that a U.S. citizen has. We have a right to walk freely, speak freely, and so on. However, in immigration court, the child's rights do not matter. We do not have the best interest of the child at heart. In family court, that's how we operate. In immigration court, it's all about the undocumented immigrant and getting that person out of the country. And that is a way that we are taking away many aspects of the Bill of Rights that our citizens have.
Dr. Sayas, thank you so much for your work and for speaking with us on Latino USA.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Luis Sayas is the Dean of the School of Social Work at the University of Texas at Austin. He joined us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas.